On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. So, Westward Whiskey, Two Malts Rye, 2023. We have Westward Whiskey Vintner's Cuvée. Kennedy Castle Cider Cask Finish Single Malt Irish Whiskey. Kennedy Castle 10-Year-Old Irish Whiskey. Clonakilty's Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey. And Aaron's Signature Series No. 1 Remnant Renegade Single Malt.
Westward was established in Portland in 2004. Many startup distilleries create unaged spirits as a means to finance the long aging process required for making whiskey. One of those spirits they created, Aviation Gin, was noticed by a well-known movie star. It became a huge hit. After selling off that brand, they now focus solely on their whiskey.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to the Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
You know, it's not true. We don't discuss everything good in life. Mardi Gras is coming up this Tuesday. When this show comes out, maybe months later, but I don't know.
Why are you worried about it? You've been banned.
I'm not allowed to go back to New Orleans.
Yeah,
my ex-wife still lives in New Orleans. I know. Yeah. Whatever. I miss Mardi Gras.
I would drive you there right now just to watch them arrest you and beat you with a stick. I'd pull right in the center of town and go, hey, look at who I got here. Yeah.
Bob, I appreciate the pub subs. Mm-hmm. I would like a muffalata next time.
I'm sure you would. Yeah. go buy one. Well, this is Made Man Bob. I'm going to go backwards. Joining me today is good old boy Harmy.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having us here and giving us good whiskey to taste. Well, okay whiskey to taste.
And good old boy Justin.
It's good to be here, Bob. I'm enjoying the buzz from the first show.
Me too.
And Made Man Maury.
Thank you for having me, Bob. I'm really excited about the last show. It was really fantastic. And thank you.
You're getting really close with your mouth to that microphone. It's a little disturbing. And good old boy Brent.
I am very excited for this lineup we got here today.
Was that your line from the last show?
Well, I think we've telegraphed the show, our results. Bob, what are we tasting today?
Well, our sip segment's all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. So, you guys done?
Sorry.
I didn't say a thing.
I was just clearing my throat.
Westward Whiskey, Two Malts Rye, 2023. We have Westward Whiskey Vintner's Cuvée. Kennedy Castle Cider Cask Finish Single Malt Irish Whiskey. Kennedy Castle 10-Year-Old Irish Whiskey. Clonakilty's Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey. And Aaron's Signature Series No. 1 Remnant Renegade Single Malt. So, Justin, why don't you tell us one of our sips ratings?
We're going to do two sips today.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Really? Really? I swear to God. All right. So let's go on to our first whiskey. And we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Oh, geez.
Westward was established in Portland in 2004. Many startup distilleries create unaged spirits as a means to finance the long aging process required for making whiskey. One of those spirits they created, Aviation Gin, was noticed by a well-known movie star became a huge hit. After selling off that brand, they now focus solely on their whiskey. Westward Whiskey Two Malts Rye 2023. It's 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It is 12% malted rye, 88% Pacific Northwest Two Row Pale Malt. This is the second edition of Two Malts Rye, the first being from 2019. This expression features 12% malted rye from their longtime malting partner, Great Western Malting, along with their Pacific Northwest grown and malted barley. The color is a light straw. The nose is citrus rind, boiled peanuts, and candied tangerine. On the palate, you get Big Apple, baking spices, and some Walker's shortbread. The finish, the finish is peppery with some stuff you put on the barbecue. Those spices. Steaks. Barbecue spices.
Wood. Oak.
So what did you think, Brett, since you have a lot to say?
Okay, I got some of those same notes that you got on the nose. The nose seems promising when you have the nose. You get a little bit of that that citrus, you know, that citrus note and stuff, and so you're just expecting
that. It's all I got.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is, so you got that citrus note, and you're just expecting it. And but for me, the apples and the spices and stuff, it fell short for me. I'm not the two malts or kind of guy. It's not my wheelhouse. So that's all there is.
Well, first off, there's a issue with the script here. It's called Two Malts Rye here on the script. It's really just two malts. It's 12% malted rye, but 88% malted barley. So this is not a single malt like Scotch whiskey,
right?
But it's mostly American malt barley. So 88% malted barley, 12% rye. So that rye note is adding an accent, but think of this as approaching a single malt American whiskey almost. So you've got, it is...
Another thing I don't like, yeah.
Yeah, another thing you don't like. Exactly right. Stuff that Brett doesn't like.
Yeah.
If you marinated pork with this, it would be amazing.
Well, I think if you do something like that with it, it's not in my wheelhouse, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get the notes that are there, but they're not the, it's just not for me.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Brent, but, I love these flavor profiles, but I think it's too young. We were just, when Justin talked about this whiskey, while they're waiting for their whiskey to mature, they're making gin. They made Aviation. They do the other things as well. This whiskey, I feel like, is just too young.
I don't know how young it is. It's actually more mature than I thought it would be. So
I get those green, I'm surprised Justin didn't say glue. He's always talking about paste and glue and
Elmer's. I didn't get it on
Fabuloso.
This
weird notes. I'm getting a green wood note and I'm getting a glue note.
I would disagree with you. I think if it had more time, it would be better, but I think that doesn't taste young or green to me. And I'm very sensitive to overly young whiskey.
Maury is very sensitive.
It's like I'm not going to say what he's sensitive like. This is a family show, but we're not allowed to talk about genitalia.
About your small little
we're talking about female genitalia. You're like an engorged. I can't say it. Anyway,
listen. I don't want to talk about your small male member. It's okay.
The citrus peels there. Walnut, tangerine. It's gorgeous, but it just tastes young.
It's not young.
It's young.
Not young.
Yeah. You have a different threshold than I do. Now if we are veered into different territory. So I don't know. Bob, what do you think? Where are we
at? I think it's young. I mean, the maltiness on it is very, very present, which you get on a younger malt whiskey.
Right.
You're not getting the malt green, that is that pronounced. Is it
Right.
Is it too young? No, it's not. It's not too young, but I think it would have benefited from another, you know, year or two in the barrel. You know,
couple years more at least.
You know, the citrus peels there, the walnuts.
It's just got a weird green note.
The maltiness is on the nose.
Because like where Justin says shortbread, I think that's where I'm kind of getting that. You said. What kind of shortbread you say?
Walker's shortbread.
There's only one shortbread.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? The rest are inferior copies.
Pale imitations.
Yes. Shortbread. Made by the Communist Party of China or something. But yeah, there's only one shortbread, sir.
All right. Well, good. And I mean, did anybody get coconut on this? On the palate and the finish?
On the retronasal exhale, that's it.
Coconut, right?
Yeah.
Coconut.
It's just young. I wish you were older.
Me too, but we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We were just finishing up our thoughts on the Westward Whiskey Two Malts Rye 2023. Anybody else got anything else to kick in?
Nope, I think I said it.
All right, well, we're going to give it three sips.
Interesting.
And that's because a couple of these guys were overridden. You guys were too harsh.
All right. So that takes us to... And you thought
I was higher, Harmp?
Go ahead. That takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
This next whiskey is the Westward Whiskey Vintner's Cuvée at 46% ABV. It's 92 proof, 100% two-row malted barley. This is a blend of whiskeys aged in fruit-forward Pinot Noir, Syrah, and Tempranillo barrels from the legendary Willamette Valley in Oregon and Cabernet Sauvignon barrels from Sonoma County and Australia's Margaret River wine regions. It's got a beautiful dark 1980s copper penny, and I still have the hiccups. On the nose, there's a hint of strawberries, dried raisins, fig, orchard fruits, some red licorice, and a little bit of citrus peel. On the palate, we get black currant, strawberry shortcake, clove, a little forest floor, and then a little bit of fla.
You okay? He's about to pass out.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm just trying to think about this whiskey. It's got a nice long finish. It just kind of goes on and on. There's a little bit of coffee, a little bit of graham cracker, some cherry jam, orange marmalade. And it just sort of lingers and goes on and on. I like this quite a lot better than the first expression. I thought it was interesting. Brent, what'd you think?
Well, I like those notes that you say, but... it just makes it to me. It's again. This is that not in my wheelhouse, you know. So I get some of those flavors, that. But let me revisit again real quick while Harm says it. I'm going to revisit really all quick right, here.
So while I get some of the things that Maury said, and you agree with. Again, I get those glue and green wood notes.
I never said glue. That's just.
I know you didn't. I agreed with what you said. He's the glue man. I'm getting these glue notes and like.
And it's coming.
It's the glue and green wood notes. It's like a weird yeast. I don't know what's going on here. I feel like they overdid the. We talked about people overdoing their wine cask finish. whiskeys, I feel like this is too much.
Well, this one, you know what it has on there that I do like of it? It has that strawberry note to it. You don't have anything with a strawberry note. And I get a lot of strawberries out of this.
You're right, Brett. You're going to get that from the Pinot Noir and the Tempranillo. And maybe, you can get that from there. But I don't know. It doesn't integrate well. The whiskey's too young. They use too much wine. I don't know what happened here. It's not hitting it. These are all jangly, inconsistent, not well integrated notes for me. I'm not a fan. Justin, what do you think?
So on the nose, I got Fig Newtons and 1979 Elmer's glue. I was 7 years old.
I'm glad that you put a vintage.
It was a very good year for Elmer's.
That was when you could put it on your hand and make like a skin cast and you just kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
And the...
Of course, those are the best.
On the palate, I got oak and the flavor you get when you lick pennies.
Why do you lick pennies?
Because I'm a sick man. I was a sick boy at the time.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That's a fair point. What did you think, Harmeet?
I think that his soundbite went on too long because I wanted to say, I've licked a penny before, too. She appreciated it.
And did it apply to this?
Yeah, she appreciated it.
You worthless scumbag!
You made Ric Flair mad. I hope you're happy.
All right. Now, I understand that coppery note you're saying from the penny. There's too much wine here. It's not integrated well. It didn't do it for me.
You two idiots like batteries when you were a kid, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know if the 9 volts good unless you put it on your tongue first? Come on.
It's spicy.
Yeah. It's spicy like a 9 volt. God, I'm becoming like him.
What the hell did I do to deserve this? I swear to God.
No one deserves what happens to you, Brent. You're being punished by God for some previous
life. No one deserves it.
That's Brent.
Yeah. He doesn't know who he's talking to anymore.
Wrong guy.
He's got the table all mixed up.
I know. He's special that way. Definitely the raisins, the figs.
They're all good tasting notes separately, but together it's not working.
On the palate, the currant is there. Baking spice, clove, but yeah, I mean, I gotta agree with it. I think this one they just went. How many barrels do we have laying around?
Or at least four different wine types.
Yeah, let's just throw everything in all of them, and then we'll see what happens. I think they overdid it.
And they didn't give it time to marry. They didn't give it aging. Yeah. Yeah,
I think it needs. I think it definitely needs a lot more time to marry.
It's got potential. It's got potential. Yeah, bring it to me in 5 more years.
Yeah. Yeah,
it could be going back in the barrel for 5 years, boys.
Yep.
Do we get a rating?
Oh.
You're moving on.
We're going to be giving the Westward Whiskey Vintner's Cuvée 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
All right, so that takes us to our next whiskey.
Tell us, Bob. Tell us about it.
Which is from Kennedy Castle in Ireland. Kennedy Castle has had a long and storied history. The original castle at Kennedy was destroyed in 1209, was rebuilt by the Normans, you know, Bill and Carol Norman, really nice people, in 1213. Then an abbey was built there. That lasted for quite some time. In 1630, another castle was built next to the abbey. That got taken away by the government.
I was expecting a fire.
Yeah, it went through every whiskey that we do. It went through about 27 hours.
Fires.
Yeah. It was owned by the High Sheriff, not of Nottingham, but of Kings County in 1887.
Did you shoot that sheriff?
During the Irish Wars, it was burned to the ground by the IRA.
Ah, there's the fire.
There you go.
You're talking a lot about some castle's history. When did they start making whiskey, Bob?
Well, they started making whiskey back in 2015 when the castle.
Thank you so much.
But let me tell you, the castle's really cool because I've been there.
Okay.
I had lunch there when I was in Ireland about a year and a half ago. Really cool. I mean, beautiful place. But yeah, 2015, it was purchased by a group of English and American investors who own it to this day. And it's a hotel. You can go stay there. And they started their own line of whiskey.
And let me tell you, that part of the Earth's crust is at least 4 billion years old.
Probably.
There you go.
So the Kennedy Castle Cider Cask Finished Single Malt Irish Whiskey. It's 43% ABV, 86 proof, and a non-chill filtered double distilled malt, aged in an ex-bourbon barrel, then finished in an American oak cask that originally housed Irish apple cider. So,
ooh,
it's got an interesting sort of light bronzy color to it. On the nose, there's definitely a citrus, a lemongrass. Some apple.
And a commercial. Smells like
a commercial. And a
commercial, yeah. Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. So, going over the Kennedy Castle Cider Cask finish again. Interesting nose on it. Lemongrass, citrus, apples, fresh straw. Not a lot of malt on it.
But it is a single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
100% malted barley.
Apples. Kind of puff pastry. Kind of like a pastry
note. I love the nose.
Yeah. The nose is fantastic.
I mean, the palate, you get that apple.
Palate's not bad. You get the palate gets the apple.
Yeah, you get a lot of the apple on the palate. And, you know, you can see where that cider is coming out in it. I think it's just not enough. Like, it's not enough punch to it.
Again, this tastes young. This tastes maybe 4 to 5 years old, the max. It should be 9 years old. It's not got enough viscosity from oak aging. It doesn't have it's got the gorgeous light notes of that cider cask, the lemongrass, the apples, and the palate. You taste all that stuff, but it seems young to me. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
The nose smells like hard cider, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a nice smell. And it follows through on the palate. It tastes like a pretty hard cider. So I think that's probably what they were going for. I think they hit it.
Really?
So if you like that, you like that.
I think they were trying for a whiskey, and it's a little bit
I thought they were going for hard cider.
Hard cider, I would agree with you. It makes it great for that.
I mean, I've had other cider cask finished Irish whiskey, and this is better than some of those, but it's still young.
No, I think cider. They did a good job with the finishing. They didn't overdo it. They didn't underdo it. They, you know, they paid attention. So yes, they didn't just throw it in and forget about it and go, oh, let's pull it out now. But yeah, I'm with you. I think they started with a whiskey that was a little bit young. I mean, Lord knows we drunk younger.
Despite the castle being built in 1209, they started in 2015.
Right? Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, definitely. Definitely an interesting whiskey. So we're going to be giving the Kennedy Castle Cider Cask Finished Single Malt Irish Whiskey 3 sips.
Interesting.
It's so close to being a 4 for me, but just not there. It's too young.
It was just a little bit older, yeah. So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to be talking about the Kennedy Castle 10-Year Irish Whiskey. So this one does have an age statement to it. It's 43% ABV, 86 proof. Non-chill filtered. It's matured in American oak ex-bourbon casks, blended, then returned to European oak Oloroso sherry butt for its final year. Yeah, this is...
By description, it sounds great.
Yeah, it's triple distilled. It's gently aged in the finest oak cask, you know? That's what it is.
It's
so.
Asian oak cask. Oh, yeah. I call them the finest?
The finest oak cask.
We'll get to that in a second, sir.
No, it says continue. It right on the label. Go ahead. Yeah. I can read it right there.
It says the finest.
It does says say the it. Finest cask. You know?
Oh, God. This is...
So the
who
color...
Who's buying the unfinest cask? That's the guy I want to meet. You know, he walks in and goes, what kind of cask you got? Well, here are the finest
like
ones.
Second that would be me.
Over here are the really lousy ones. Ooh.
That would be me.
Good. Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Please have me your second best cask. Your second best cask. Cask is cheaper, but almost as good as the finest. Your third best cask is, I think, what we have here.
Remember, mom drinks for effect. Is,
yeah, yeah.
So the unfinest cask will get you.
Yeah, your mom definitely drinks for effect.
Brent, we interrupted Brent. Brent, say what you say.
Yeah. So the color of this is, it's a little darker than the first one. So I think the age is kind of showing through a little bit on this one. It is 10 years.
You can't drink color.
You can taste the color on this one. You can taste the age on it. You can taste the cask.
Crayola number 7.
Yes.
Nice.
On the nose, you get that oak on it. You get a little bit of dried fruit.
All true.
Yes.
All true.
It's raisin and sulfur, and that's the problem. These are bad casks. They finished it in a bad cask.
I don't think so. I mean, that's...
No,
this
dude.
It's a
10-year-old whiskey.
Right, but this is better than the other one.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely wrong. The other one was much better than this.
I think this one
is
better.
This is older. It's got a lot of character, but that, I swear to God, I smell...
Dirty laundry.
Badly.
Dirty laundry.
Musty sherry cask that were slightly moldy.
So it's not good. Prune juice and Ensure. I might have.
Well, makes me want to run right now and 90? Buy a couple cases.
Well, first of all,
Justin back to the home.
Hey. Bob, prune juice is a warrior's drink. It's a warrior's drink, my friend. Talk to Worf. But Ensure, not so much.
It's a TV show. Move on with your life.
Ay, ay, ay. And I mean, for me, I like this one better. I think what you're saying is that you think that it went into a bad cask.
Yeah, I think they took a great whiskey and spoiled it.
I
think the first one was better. It was young. This is older. It started better, but they screwed it up by this, that whatever cask they used to age, those Oloroso sherry casks, they didn't use good quality casks. It smells musty and sulfury.
They use the finest oak cask, you know.
It says so right on the bottle.
No, this was a good whiskey that I think they must have ruined, or a mediocre whiskey that they didn't improve. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah, I've had worse sherry casks, you know, where it was just undrinkable. Oh,
very I much think so.
This is not undrinkable, yeah. It's not great.
It was not a great sherry cask. I definitely think that, honestly, I think if they'd have taken this whiskey and put it in that cider cask, then they would have had a bomb.
I love big butts. I cannot lie, but this was probably not a great butt.
Not a good butt.
Yeah.
Bitter and unbalanced, just like me.
There's a bit. Yeah. There's definitely a bit of sulfur in there, so... Yeah.
This is my future.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Oh.
When I go to the home.
You're bitter now, but you're not as unbalanced as I am, or you're not as bitter as I am now?
No, this is what I'll be drinking in the future. Once I've lost all of
it. I wouldn't pour it
I'll
out.
I'll be drinking this. Oh, no, I wouldn't be pouring it out. That would be my option.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't voluntarily drink it.
Well,
I've seen stuff you have voluntarily drunk,
and believe me, this is
way above your cutoff.
When there's nothing else, you will be drinking this.
Depends on the company.
Yeah, Harm has a cutoff line. This is way above your cutoff line. You drank Arcane, okay?
That was special in how bad it was.
Oh,
that was the most special bad whiskey I ever had in my life.
We drank the cigarettes and coffee stolen, okay?
Oh, that was, oh my God.
That was even worse.
Oh, I need to try that. You still have it? I hope so.
I don't know. Ask him. It used to be in
I feel like they made a brand out of being bad.
Oh, yeah. It was, whew.
That sounds
so
good.
So let's go on. So what do you got a rating for this, Bob?
That one was scary. So we're going to be giving the Kennedy Castle 10-year Irish whiskey 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that distillery.
All right. Give it to us, Justin.
I will.
Clonakilty Distillery founders, the Scully family, who farm their land on the Atlantic coast of Ireland in County Cork for 8 generations.
That's a long time.
Their fields.
How many years would that be?
About 160 years.
Okay.
Unless they were really randy. Their fields at the base of Galleyhead Lighthouse are influenced by the sea mist, soft rain, and ocean spray, which provides a complexity to the soil that permeates through to each individual grain. The whiskey is triple distilled with water, added slowly and incrementally in the way they call a gentle cut, before being aged in their warehouse near the ocean. Clonakilty single pot still Irish whiskey. It's 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. It's made from 100% cork grown barley, triple distilled in copper pot stills, and matured in ex bourbon Amontillado. And Oloroso sherry casks. The nose, which one is this? The fifth one?
I'm glad you're glad you're paying attention.
Okay. I'm going to go with that one.
It's a gamble.
It is. What is this? Vanilla, demerara, sugar, and citrus on the palate. It's a fruit basket with some nice spice and orange, and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
The mainland and
when you're at Iowa and you look across the water, you can see Ireland right there. Like you could swim to it.
You couldn't swim to it.
Yeah. I couldn't swim to it.
We're back from commercial.
Yep. And we are discussing the Clonakilty single pot still Irish whiskey.
Do you know which whiskey you're tasting, Justin?
Yes, I was right. I guessed the right one.
All right. Good. That's not bad then.
So where were you?
I already went through all the notes, so I'm going to ask Brett what he thought.
Yeah, so this one I like better than the other Irish whiskeys that we just had. This one is fruit. It got that pears and the apple to it. You know, this is more like the Irish whiskey that I like, and it's coming out in the notes of it.
Clonakilty has been around for a longer time, and they've been doing good stuff.
Yeah, it's got the sweetness. It's got those fruity notes. There's nothing technically wrong with it. I still like, there's other Irish whiskeys that I prefer, but this one is nice. I like the gentleness of it.
Just because Bill Samuel's family came from there doesn't make Maker's Mark an Irish whiskey.
I know that. That's okay.
Thank you, Brent.
That's Brent's favorite Irish is Maker's Mark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? Why not? That's what I say.
But well, what'd you think, Arm?
I'm glad you waited till I had a mouthful of water. Thanks, Bob. The color is gorgeous golden. It's vanilla on the nose. Justin said demerara sugar. I'll give him that. I get a little bit of a cantaloupe or ripe tropical fruit note on the nose as well.
That's pear.
No, I get pear as well, but that's more on the palate for me.
Okay.
Vanilla, pears, apple. It's still a little bit young, a little orange peel. I like this whiskey a lot. The finish is medium to medium long with some spice coming out on the finish. That's very pleasant. It's a beautiful, pleasant, easy drinking whiskey. I could drink it all day long.
Yeah, this is batch one of this.
Yeah, it's a nice all day sipper. I agree with you, Harm.
All day long, baby. You know what I would like to make with this? I would like to make a highball with this. Like two parts whiskey to three parts club soda. A little twist of lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be an all day, like Maury said, all day sipper. Bob, what do you think?
I would just like to drink it in between my Guinness, but you know, that's just me. But
I don't waste time with beer, but Guinness every now and then, yeah.
Guinness is not beer, sir.
It's bread and it's bread in a glass.
And you say that again, and we're gonna have to go outside.
Yeah. I find beer too filling and not enough alcohol. So I'd rather drink whiskey.
Remember what the guy on Saturday Night Live
said? Beer is whiskey that is not finished.
They say Guinness is like 10 slices of bread. I've never woken up naked after eating 10 slices of bread. Yeah. This one, the longer it sits in the glass, the better it gets. Yeah. I mean, it's
breathing. It's really great.
We actually know one of the principals at Quantakilty. Their whiskeys are always really good. This one is no exception. It's opened up a lot since we've owned it. Nice sweet nose to it. The sugar's there, that citrus. A little bit of tart apple. And then on the palate.
The tart apple's nice.
Yeah, I didn't emphasize the spice enough. The spice is, as the air comes out, like clove and allspice notes and a little mace.
They're very, very subtle. Though.
It's not like a rye, right?
But they're subtle spice notes. You know, so
it's so well done.
Right.
Yeah, the pear's there, the apple's there. It's got a really good finish. The finish goes on for a long time. Yeah, this one's delicious. I'd drink this one all day.
So I don't get too much Amontillado in this. I don't get too much Oloroso on the finish. I pick up the sherry on the front. I get more Amontillado than Oloroso. I take that back.
Yeah.
So Amontillado is a drier style sherry than Oloroso.
Yeah.
Amontillado is not bone dry like Fino.
No.
It's not sweet like
But PX. It's not sticky. You know, it's not, you know, raisiny sweet.
Oloroso is going to give you the raisins. Yeah. Amontillado is going to give you nuts, almonds.
Yeah. And that's what this is.
I'm getting more of that Amontillado. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. And this is what happens when you use a good sherry cask.
I say a higher rating than you guys gave it because whatever.
Whatever, Harm.
Whatever.
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Quantakilty single pot still Irish whiskey. Yeah, them four sips.
No, four sips.
Yeah.
I think it's a four.
I agree.
No, I do not agree.
I love that Bob dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah.
I wonder if this goes out on the radio. It's going to go, we're going to get bleached.
Nobody listens to this. Nobody listens to this. Two to a four?
It was never a two.
No. Nobody. I mean, you act like somebody's listening to this show. Come on.
If people listen to this, I would have no clients at all.
Yeah. All right. So let's have Harm tell us about our last whiskey.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for coming to me finally. The Iron Distillery.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She never came for him. But go ahead.
I'm not going to do any of the dirty jokes. Okay. So the Iron Distillery was established by a group led by Harold Curry, a former director of Chivas Brothers and D-Day veteran. He was looking for a good water supply and chose to build a distillery in La Granza on the north end of the island of Iron. The initial distillery construction was delayed, and then a pair of golden eagles took up residence at the site. It was finally completed in 1995. Their bottles today feature two eagles on the label and the cork as a nod to the former visitors. So the Iron Series, number one, Remnant Renegade Single Malt, is 46% ABV or 92 proof. It's the first in a limited edition series of four releases. The whiskeys for this expression were aged in ex-sherry hogsheads, ex-sherry butts, and ex-sherry barrels. Ex-bourbon barrels, sorry. From across the Iron portfolio between 1997 and 2017. Specially selected and blended by distillery manager Stuart Bowman, it's non-chill filtered and no color is added. The color is quite rich. It's a gorgeous deep bronze. The nose is all about toffee-covered apple. It's a cinnamon and a little bit of citrus on the nose. And a hint of spice. I don't know what that is. It might be anise. I'm not sure.
on the palate.
Yeah, it's like a licorice. It's exactly like a licorice.
So silky smooth.
No.
Absolutely balanced. Brent said licorice just now. He's right. Herbs, honey, long finish with that toffee-covered apple and the floral note. It's complex. I love this whiskey. Aaron has not been making whiskey long, but they're doing a great job. Bob, what do you say?
I think it's really well done. I love the nose on it. The palate has really opened up a lot, especially I added a couple of drops of water and it really came along. I like Aaron. It's been one of my preferred malt distilleries for a number of years. What do you think, Brent?
So this one to me, I get like a white pepper all over my palate from this, you know, after that's how it finishes off for me after those notes. But Justin?
So I agree with the finish. I definitely got black pepper on the palate. I got Marlboro Black 100s menthol.
I hate you so much.
On the nose, it was beautiful fruit. And I really enjoyed this. It was a real blast to the past.
It wasn't in my wheelhouse, but yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to give the Aaron Signature Series number 1 Remnant Renegade single malt 3 sips.
Interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. I'll go backwards again. Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob, and I apologize to Aaron because we didn't get to this to really give it the time it needed.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. What memories?
What? Memories?
Memories? You have memories?
After this?
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you for another dark, damp day in the basement sans pants.
And thank you, Brent.
Yeah, well, I had whiskey.
There you go. You consumed alcohol. You're happy.
There you go.
For sips, what
you
were smokes.
Promised you received.
This is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.